Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and very excited about having one of our new friends back on the show pretty quickly. Andrew Goss is with us. Andy is the author of Uncle Sam Cooks, How Uncle Sam Cooks the Books, and The Secret World of Money, and many other publications that he has authored over the years, as he continues to talk about capital and capitalization and the source of money and the use of money and how it affects you and me in our lives and the truth about money. That's one of the big things that he talks about, so you and I aren't confused about how money works in our lives and in our businesses. And he's joined us today to talk to us about what's going on this week with the Fed meeting. The FOMC is meeting yesterday and today, and I've asked Andy to join us. They're going to make they'll be making an announcement later today, and I've asked Andy to join us and talk to us about that. Andy Goss, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You know, I've always thought of money and credit as a tool, you know, like a chainsaw or a jackhammer. And Lord knows, if you don't know how to use a chainsaw, you could hurt yourself, so best just leave it alone, right? Either read the manual or leave it alone. Folks hurt themselves with money and credit in ways I've never imagined.
Boy, that's the truth. So the Fed, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I'm going to let you run wild on that a little bit later on. But I want to take this segment to talk about the what the Fed's going to do today. Now, the Fed is having another two-day meeting. You know, I remember when I first started covering the Fed 16 or so years ago, Andy, the Fed would only have one or two-day meetings a year. But now they're having, it seems like most of them are two-day meetings, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, usually it was, you know, read the minutes, a couple of new business items, and then done for lunch. They have a lot more to talk about these days, to be fair. And I think, you know, one of the things concerning the Fed is, of course, the gigantic overhang of money. There's a tremendous amount of cash just hanging over the market. And they worry that any move that they make right now might cause that cash to shift, which would definitely be tsunami style.
Where is that cash right now?
Well,
I had a guest on in the earlier hour who said that major corporations have $20 trillion sitting on the sidelines.
No, that figure's rather large. In fact, there are two metrics to look at. One is MZM, what we'll call money with a zero maturity, right? Money that's ready to spend right now, today.
Right.
It's not in a bond or it's not invested in anything. It's just sitting in a checking account or a savings account or
cash. Is the Fed worried about that money?
Yeah, you know it is. Because when the crisis started, see, we had $6 trillion there. If you asked everyone how much money do you have in the bank and we added it all together, there was $6 trillion in MZM.
Right.
Today that number is $13 trillion. So what Americans have done is they've slowed the volatility of money. So they have hoarded it. If you look at the same metric from St. Louis Fed Fred, you'll see that monetary velocity has fallen to the lowest level in 30 years as well.
So
in addition, they're kind of correlating each other, right? You stop as quick as the Federal Reserve created a new dollar to fight this deflationary spiral that we entered in 2007. Somebody grabbed it, buried it in their bank account, and just left it there.
That's creating a negative impact on the economy, isn't it?
Well, indeed, yes. I mean, this morning's numbers, of course, bear that out, where economists were expecting GDP growth on the order of 1%. They got, you know, 0.2. So it's
for first quarter?
Yeah. First quarter GDP.
Quarter was 0.2, which is 3 points better than it was the year before. It was point,
oh no doubt.
This time, the year before it was -0.29.
Right. Yeah. There's no doubt year over year we're in better shape, but at what cost? So
right.
if
no,
you
no,
look at
it,
what
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So everyone should know by now that the Fed has added $4 trillion to the monetary system since 2007. About half of that went into U.S. Treasury bonds and the other half in mortgage-backed securities.
So quick question here. Quick question and a short answer as we go to a break. I predicted that the Fed would not raise rates in 2016. I mean, 15. My part of my 2015 predictions was the Fed would not raise rates. I'm going to ask you right now, will the Fed raise rates today or will they lean towards raising rates today?
You are correct. They will not raise rates today and probably not this year. You're one of the few people who I've heard say that, and I certainly agree with you. I don't think the Fed will raise interest rates this year.
Well, I'm afraid that the Fed's going to make me look smarter than I am, but you're right. A lot of my buddies that are on my show have disagreed with me vehemently. Anyway, we're going to come back and talk some more about money with Andy Goss. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.